Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we take a holistic look at health. So I'm so glad to have Dr. Lori Gelfand on the program. She is the author of Love Before Sex, How to Establish Love and Commitment Before Bringing Sex into the Relationship. Hello, Dr. Gelfand. Welcome to Naturally Savvy. Dr. Gelfand?
Lori? Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can now. Great. Well, we're
okay.
Hello there. We're really glad to have you on the program. Lori, you know, for me, that was a tough to wait for love before bringing sex in the relationship. And it took me a long time to do just that. Why don't you share a little bit about yourself and why you decided to write this book?
Well, it was very difficult for me as well. I was single for a long time. I dated a lot. I had a couple of very serious relationships, but they were mediocre relationships. The guy just wasn't madly in love with me the way I wanted them to be, and I felt very frustrated. And so I really researched the subject, and I found for myself a sort of a formula, if you will, of how to pace the relationship from meeting him to marrying him. And I knew that my goal was to have a man be madly, deeply in love with me, who wanted to marry me, and where the relationship progressed at a natural pace and didn't just drag on for months and years and years and then, you know, not going anywhere. So I finally figured it out for myself, and then I wanted to share that with other women.
I think that, you know, this is an important topic, especially when it comes to young girls. Do you do any work around with teenagers or any of the younger population? So, you know, perhaps it can help them think twice before, you know, jumping into any type of sexual relationship.
Right. Well, it's really important to definitely learn this stuff as early as possible. The book is actually for women of all ages. I interviewed a woman in her 70s who had sex too soon with a guy, and she wants to get married again, and he doesn't, and he's not treating her quite right. And, you know, she shows up at his house occasionally, and they have what I consider more booty calls than a real relationship. And so she feels exactly the way she did when she was in her 20s. And, you know, because we still bond emotionally no matter what our age. So it doesn't matter really how old you are. You still want to build a foundation first in order to build that relationship that you really want.
Now, Dr. Gelfand, earlier you mentioned that you figured out this formula. So share it with us.
Well, it's all about waiting until the guy makes a sexual advance and then setting your standard is what I call it. It's, you know, you have to figure out what your standards are. Do you want to wait until you're in a committed monogamous relationship or until you're engaged or even married? It's up to you. We have these choices. So I say at a very minimum, wait until you're in a committed monogamous relationship. And the only time you really need to bring that up is when he makes a sexual advance. And that's because then he's asking something of you. And so that gives you an opportunity to talk about where is this going? How do we feel about each other? What do you really want in this relationship? It's taking care of yourself and making sure you get your needs met without giving all of yourself to the guy.
I think that's an important, you know, thing to note as well, because for many women who are seeking, you know, seeking attention, whether it's love, whether it's sex, whatever it is, sometimes we confuse the two and we think that because we're having sex and the man's really going to love us. And I like the fact that you make that distinction, you know, between finding love first and then having sex, because I think overall it's really going to help with women's self-esteem.
Exactly. Well, the thing is that a lot of women don't realize how much they're going to bond emotionally through sex. We've found through research that there's oxytocin, the love hormone, and it's released in a woman when she has sex, and it causes you to feel those feelings of being in love and connection, really feeling that connection. But the guy does not have the same levels of oxytocin released. So therefore, he can separate sex and love, and he can move on and not ever see you again. It's not a big deal. He doesn't necessarily have feelings for you. So you have to establish those feelings first.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting, Dr. Gelfand, because I was once with this guy who, honest to goodness, and I'll be honest, I didn't know him very well. I was, I definitely got around, we'll put it that way. I used it for attention and lack of self-esteem and family issues and a lot of other things. he was so tender and loving. I'd like never been with someone like that, that I instantly was like, oh my gosh, he must totally love me. And then I went to visit him the next day and he's like, hey, how's it going? Like, I was just someone he saw walking down the street and I was devastated.
That's a very common story. Very common story. I hear that all the time. And I also hear, just like a woman I spoke to recently who was seeing someone and it just seemed so fabulous in the beginning. He was aggressively pursuing her, calling her all the time, really into her, saying all the right things. And then they ended up having sex and it was like he just disappeared. He didn't, you know, he called her again, but it was like, you know, a couple of weeks later. It just didn't feel good to her at all. So it can be devastating for a woman. It's, you give so much of yourself and you feel this bond and emotional connection, and then the guy just it isn't there. And it's bewildering. But that's why this book, you know, Love Before Sex, really prevents that from happening. It protects you from getting into that kind of a situation.
I remember when I was younger, I guess somehow I intuitively knew that. I didn't realize that it was the oxytocin levels. Thank you for that, by the way. I think that's very interesting for people, all of you listening. You know, it's so interesting that women secrete more oxytocin than men do when they're having sex. So I think that's an important point and such a big education piece, I think, for all women of all ages. But I remember when I was younger, there was someone that I dated for a while, and I just never wanted to have sex with him because I knew that I would fall head over heels in love. And it was one of those things that I made sure that I was 100% sure that he was in love with me, and we never even got around to having sex because I never felt that 100% certainty. So perhaps, I guess, just intuitively, I knew it, but it's great to hear it validated with research. So it's very interesting.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think that was really smart of you, and I think that the piece that women really miss is that you have to have conversations about the relationship, and that's really hard to do. It's kind of scary. Women are really afraid they're going to scare the guy away, but you have to, you know, really have confidence in yourself, and when he makes that sexual advance, you have to realize you have every right to bring up the relationship and where is this going and what are your intentions and, you know, what do you want with me. It's crucial to have those real conversations. And then the guy, you know, most guys are not going to be scared away by that. Most guys are going to say, well, sure, we can take our time and get to know each other. I like you, so that's fine. I mean, they're not going to try to rape you, typically. They're going to, you know. But if they do disappear, then obviously they weren't the right guy for you.
Well, that's what I was just going to say, is that, you know you met the right guy when they stick around, even when you say no thank you to sex. So it's kind of, you're weeding out the good ones, right? Like
right.
You're weeding out the bad ones and you're keeping the good ones by kind of incorporating this type of education, behavior, whatever it is that you would refer to it as. I have a question. We have about a minute left. I have a question about the oxytocin. This is what I find fascinating. I know I'm going to stick on it for a second. Where can we find that research, or how exactly does that happen? Is it while you're having sex? Explain just a little bit about that in under a minute, if you can.
Well, initially they thought it was only when you achieved orgasm that it was released, but more recent research has shown that it's, you know, even hugging and kissing and making out can release some oxytocin in your system. So, and it's the same. You can just Google it. I mean, there's so much research on it. People have written about it a lot. But, you know, it's the same chemical that's released in a woman when she nurses her baby. And that's what causes her to bond emotionally with the baby. You've heard women say, I'm madly in love with this baby. And it's those same kinds of feelings. So I find that really interesting.
Very, very interesting, Dr. Gelfand. Thank you for being on our show today. And if people want to learn more about you, where could they visit? Your website is loveforsex.net, is that correct?
It's lovebeforesex.com or .net, lovebeforesex.
Lovebeforesex.net. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for being on our show today. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.